Hello and welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. This is Friday night. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Folks, we are going into Revelation 16 tonight. There will be two parts to this as well. We are living in some dangerous times right now, and we need to learn to look around and what we are seeing in our news, what we see going on around us. And we need to see that God is speaking to us. His wrath is upon us. His judgments are upon us for our own evil and wicked deeds. And many people don't care if God is speaking. Nobody really wants to change. They want to continue in their evilness. But God says, no more can you continue. Do you not understand what God done to Pharaoh and his army? Do you not understand what God did to the people back in Noah's days and Sodom and Gomorrah for their evil, wicked ways? People were so evil that they were overlooking the sick and the poor, just like they do in today's time. People are so evil, they were all about themselves. They didn't care about anybody else. They were greedy. They were lustful, just like today. People probably didn't care what they said one to another, how they hurt somebody. Corruption and violence all throughout the years, and God destroyed people for this. He did not like how Pharaoh was treating the people. God freed people from Pharaoh. So Pharaoh went after Moses and the people that Moses was freeing to the promised land. And when the Red Sea departed, Pharaoh and his army thought they could cross over, but God swallowed them up in the sea. He will destroy you if you keep continuing in your evilness. Yes, it's a free will choice to serve God or Satan, but he warns you to stay away from his children. You can choose to serve Satan. You can do whatever Satan wants you to do. You can bow down to him and worship him. But you ever come against a child of God, he will destroy you. He will devour you. He gives you time to repent. He gives you time to repent and pull away and understand that you're serving a false god, that Satan is not your God. That's how much love and mercy and forgiveness and compassion that Christ shows upon you, that the Father who created you shows. But you will be destroyed if you keep continuing in your evilness. You've got to understand. He tells you to leave his children alone. And when you keep bothering his children, you pray against them, you attack them, you overlook them, and God's children has to do without, he will devour you. He was long-suffering enough with you, but now generations after generations and things keep getting worse and people only care to help themselves, don't care who they turn away. Strangers come to you, ask you for money, for food. You call them bums. You call them low lives or whatever you want to call them, drug addicts. Tell them go get a job and don't give them money. And that could have been an angel unaware that you turned away. That was a test from God to see what you would do. And you probably went to church Sunday morning. God's cleaning up his house. He's taking you out. It's getting to the point where you're not going to be able to probably step outside of your home because of what God is about to put up on the earth. Just not here in America, but all over the world. We'll be seeing it on our TV. It'll probably be breaking news of the plagues. a lot of these viruses that's coming back, like malaria, and then you saw the norovirus on the cruise ship, I believe polio will pick back up. Everything that there is a vaccine for that stopped the old viruses from years ago, like polio, they're coming back, and everything will be back. And there won't be a cure for it. I listened to a minister on YouTube who said God gave her a vision and said that people were breaking out in boils and they were painful and you cannot go to the doctor. The only cure for it was repentance. See, you're not going to be able to go to your doctor. I did a YouTube video and said, what if you can't go to your doctor? What if you can't pick up the phone and call and make a doctor's appointment? Your doctor will be sick with these boils because they trust too much in science. They trust too much into what man is teaching them than what the love of God is. They'll tell you, oh, this is no miracle from God. It was all science. Forget about science. Know when a miracle of God is in your face. Know when God is speaking to you. Know when that miracle of God is right there. Don't say it's backed up by science because you worship science. That's your God. But don't force it on the children of God. So when these things do come, you better know the only thing that can get over these plagues that's to come up on the earth, like these boils and stuff, let me tell you, it's going to be repentance. Repentance, repentance. When you become sick with the virus, repentance is going to be the best thing you can do. But remember, Scripture tells you, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. For your sin, for whatever you've done, because of your sin, if you caught a virus because of your sinful ways, remember, you can repent. But the gift of God is eternal life because you may still die from that virus. Just remember that. But recognize. Recognize the things of God and what are things of Satan. And just know. Everything we're seeing in today's time is Scripture fulfilling, whether you want to see it or not. But if you don't want to see it that way, that's on you. But when hard times come up on you, you have nobody to blame but yourself because you would not listen to what the Word of God said and the person that God sent to you to bring correction or teach you to tell you these things that's going on now that we're seeing around us is God speaking. You laughed and mocked it, and God will not be mocked. You cannot mock God. That's dangerous grounds. All right. Now, I'm going to take a short break here, and then we're going to get started on chapter 16. All right, thank you for that break, folks. Now, I want you all to know Revelation 16 has a lot about what's going to be coming to us. And I believe we're already seeing a lot of things happening now that Revelation is speaking on. And it's going to get worse, too, as time continues. But I've said this before, and I want you all to know, if you're listening to this, if somebody tells you that the rapture's going to take place on a certain day of the month, believe it not. Do not believe it at all. Because nobody knows the hour nor of the coming of Christ. Nobody knows. Jesus taught us only the Father knows, that Jesus said he himself does not even know when his return is, nor does the angels in heaven know. So if Jesus nor the angels know, how do you expect man to know? They don't. And if they do say God spoke it to them or Jesus spoke it to them, that's a lie from the pits of hell. That's a evil spirit on them. And you need to start questioning anything that they have ever told you through prophecy before, because that means they have never been hearing from Christ. So just always keep that in mind. But it does tell us in Scripture about his coming, the signs of his coming, and which Matthew 24 states everything we're seeing right now, it is part of his signs to come. But we still got to go through a lot more destruction. We still got tribulation and stuff to get into before his coming. A lot of people says we're going to be gone before tribulation or 3 years into tribulation. I'm not getting into that right now. I'm studying on it, and I have been reading scripture about it, and I've got my opinions. I will talk on this later if I feel like I want to, but that one seems to be a touchy subject, so I don't know if I really want to go there or not. I have my opinions about it. But if you want to believe we're gone before tribulation, that's on you, and that is just fine. But if you want to believe we're going to be here during all 7 years tribulation, then after tribulations when Christ returns, that's okay too. That's fine. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about it, but I know what Scripture tells me. So, just remember not to believe anybody that says Christ is going to return next week or a certain day of the month. That's not true. I will tell you this. If you want to know about when the rapture is going to happen, read the full chapter of Matthew 24, okay? Here, let me, while I'm thinking about it, I'll flip back over to Revelation 16 because I'll give you the correct verse to go to in Matthew 24. And let me get there real quick. Sorry. This plainly tells you, and make sure you read it carefully. In Matthew 24. And it's verse 29, Matthew 24, verse 29. I'll read it to you right now. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So I went on ahead and went from verse 29 to 31 there. So I hope that helps you guys that's listening to this. So there you have it. That's all I'm going to say for right now. Stay tuned to later on whenever I decide to get to talking on that one. But let's get to chapter 16 of Revelation. I start with verse 1. Remember, I read from the King James Version. And I'm going to go from verse 1 to verse 11 here, okay? So, here we go. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth." And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man. And every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and wast and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. See, in Scripture it talks about repenting not. Many people wants all the blessings of God, but yet they don't want to do the work of God. And then when things start going wrong, they want to get mad at God and not repent for overlooking the sick and the lame. You all know somebody who is sick and in need, but you want to come up with excuses why you should not help them. Every time you help someone in need, your rewards are great in heaven. So always remember that. Now, go back up to verse 6 here, where it says, "For they shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." Down here, if you notice in verse 3, "And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. That's because you shed the blood of the saints and the prophets. This is why they become blood. This is why at that time it's all going to turn to blood and you can't drink it. You won't be able to eat the fish that lives in it because it's all going to be contaminated. That's going to be your famine. You destroyed the saints and the prophets. Let me tell you, when you turn the saints away and the prophets of God away, that goes along with the lame and the poor, you will suffer the blood of Christ. You will suffer the blood in the water of those you turned away because you are a murderer. You judges that work in the Social Security Administration, you caseworkers in the Social Security Administration, you deny God's children, you deny the saints and the prophets their right, said they could go to work, forced them out in the cold while you slept in your nice warm bed, while you ate your nice meal, had a roof over your head to get out of the rain and the cold and the heat. You took your vacations while the saints and the prophets of God had to do without, and you were not thankful, but you went to church acting like you did, and God says your heart is far from him. You are a hypocrite, and now the waters will turn to blood because of the saints and the prophets you turned away have died because of your foolishness acts. You cannot claim to be Christian and turn people away. You are letting your job take you to hell. Let me tell you something right now. I don't care if you are president. I don't care if you are king or queen of a nation. God will send your soul straight to hell. You are no better than me that has nothing and no name. And you want to turn people away. God does not care about your title. He does not care if you call yourself a prophet. He does not care if you call yourself a pastor or evangelist or an apostle. If you are fake, you are false, and you're claiming to be a Christian and you're trying to carry the title Christian and you're a fake one and you're false at it, you're not doing nothing the Word of God says, but you'll deny the saints and prophets of God, the true ones. That's who I'm talking about, the true saints, the true prophets. You turn them away, you will not help, and the waters are turning to blood, and God will destroy you, the source that I just read to you in Scripture, because you basically are worshiping Satan, that beast. You will have the sores up on the earth, and you are the ones that will blaspheme God. I said it before, you all will be the ones to close up the Bible. Many preachers, many churchgoers, you will be shocked and amazed at who does it, because they're going to be caught up with, Scripture tells you, and we will see it, I promise to God, we will see this, that in these last days, every evil deed that somebody has done will be brought to the light. You want to keep exposing someone else's evil deeds, but let me tell you, God's going to bring yours up to the light. What is done in darkness must come to the light. That is Scripture. How dare you try to say it's not, because it is. Read your Bible as you tell everybody else to do. Read it for yourself then. Come on. God says he's not playing with you. He does not care if you're an attorney, if you're a judge, what your title is, what type of degree you have. He doesn't care if you're a doctor or a scientist. If you do not believe in him, he's taking you down. He says science is your God. You believed in science, and many saints and prophets have died because of you are believing in science. Jesus is the cure. How dare you tell people there is no cure for these viruses and diseases? Many people say viruses are created in labs. I believe it to a certain extent myself. But how dare you say there is no cure for it when you can clone man, when you can clone animals, when you can put spacecrafts in space, send a man to the moon that you claim, send spaceships to Mars, but you say there's no cure for viruses or diseases? You must be lying, because if you can do all of that, then there's got to be a cure. Come on, somebody. Say no more lies. It's time to put these evil, wicked doers to shame, or they'll be drinking blood from their own water. Can you imagine going to do your dishes, and you load up your dishwasher, those of you who have dishwasher, and you pull your dishes out, and it's all covered in blood? Because you denied the saints and the prophets. Because you Christians that are claiming the title of Christian would not help those. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter in. There are people claiming to be Christians that will destroy the saints and the prophets of God. They come against them. They ridicule them. They lie and gossip about them. Can you imagine if you're thirsty and you go to the water, to your sink to turn the water on to get water to drink, and blood comes out in your cup and you can't drink it? We are in that time now. And you need to realize God is not playing with us. Look at the wildfires. Look at the smoke in the cities that you're seeing in the news over New York and all those other states. That is God speaking to you. If you cannot see God is speaking to you through all of these natural disasters, something is wrong with you, and you do not have the right to claim Christianity. And most of you say you're Christian, but you're still overlooking it, and you're still denying the power of God. You're still not doing what he told you to do. You're still turning away the saints and the prophets. You're still telling lies. You're chastising them. You're accusing them of things. You are pushing them out, and you are killing them. Some has committed suicide because of people lying on them. That is on you for your lies. I am a just and holy God, Scripture tells you. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He knows your ending to your beginning. What is it not hard to understand? Many people are going to say, well, I'm saved, so I don't have to worry about what you're talking about here. I won't have to worry about the water turning into blood or the sores coming up on my body because I've been saved. God said he'll blot your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Let me tell you right here, Revelations 22. And it says, Revelations chapter 22 here. Let me read. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Which means once saved, always saved does not exist. Because you're taken away. You're taking away the words of the book of this prophecy. And verse 18 tells you, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. So when you add to the Bible, God's going to add to you, and it's going to be plagues. So don't go there with me about you being saved, once saved, and you're doing all these things you want to, and overlooking people, lying to people, and you think you're okay with God. Because if you drop dead now, you will spend all eternity in hell. People don't want to hear truth anymore. We learned in the book of Revelation is about the two candlesticks, which is the two prophets that will devour men when they spit fire out of their mouths. They come to teach the truth, the word of God, and tell people to repent, but people persecuted them and ridiculed them. And when they thought they were dead, they rejoiced. But 3 days later, God breathed his life into them and they ascended into heaven and people feared God, but it was too late. Many of you, it will be too late. Now is the time to recognize the signs when God is speaking and dealing with you and not push it to the side any longer. Do you rather drink blood from the water of the sea? Do you want to starve because you can't eat the fish of the ocean or the rivers because it's blood and the fish are dead? Do you want to go around thirsty? Which reminds me, it tells you in the Bible, you feed the hunger, you clothe those who need to be clothed, clothe the naked, give water to drink to those who are thirsty, and you say no to none of that? And you think you should have water to drink, and you think God should keep you blessed with fresh, clean water when you couldn't give water to drink to somebody who needed it. You are sadly mistaken. God has proved himself from time to time. And when a saint of God or a prophet of God was thirsty or needed clothes or was hungry, you turned them away. You turned them all away. And let me tell you, and look at verse 9. As it says, and men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the same and the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Look what's going on out west now. They're talking about heat waves and saying there's been record breaking heat. And this is going to get worse until people start realizing God is speaking. And every time Pharaoh and them didn't recognize God of the plagues, he put another plague on them. And that's what's going on now. It all starts out small until we realize it's God and repent. And if you want to be the ones that blaspheme his name and not repent, that's on you, but you leave me alone and don't bring me into it. Don't be bringing the other saints and prophets and get mad at us when God starts blessing us and he devours you. Because you did not believe, you did not spend time in prayer and fasting and interceding for the lost and for your own family. Many saints and prophets are interceding for their families. But you refuse, and then you want to get mad when God comes through for the saints and prophets that were turned away and lied on and falsely accused. And this heat wave that's going on now, people are complaining, but if you're complaining about the heat now and you don't want to repent and serve God, just try hell then. You're going to be complaining about the heat there and you're going to be complaining about a lot of stuff. It tells us in the Bible it is hot in hell. There is no freedom there but destruction. And remember, verse 11 says, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And let's go back to verse 2 here. That says, and the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Let me tell you, do you remember when monkeypox come out and people that said they had it, it was painful? People were talking that had it said how painful it was to have monkeypox. That was just a small sample to what is to come upon all men and women. And it's even going to affect your children. And people are going to get mad at God because their children are sick with viruses and having these sores up on them. That's painful. But your young child knows to receive Christ. And if you're not teaching that 8-year-old child or that 10-year-old child right from wrong, that's on you. But they got to suffer the consequences of their parents' actions. Because when the beast come, it tells you he makes the young and the old, the rich and the poor, fall. Which he's going to make your 8-year-old child take his mark. Because you did not teach your child any better. And your children are going to cry in pain, and there's nothing you can do about it. You will not be able to call your doctor and set up a doctor's appointment for your child or yourself. You will not be able to go to the pharmacy and get medicine off the shelves to help with this, because there will be nothing to take care of it, because it's all coming from the heavens. It's all coming from God himself, because of your evil, wicked ways. You chose not to do God's work. You chose to be evil. You chose to go against God's children. You chose to go against the saints and the prophets. You chose to be a fake Christian. You chose to be a fake prophet. Those were your choices, and you knew the consequences, what would happen, but you tempted God. You mocked him. And God says, I will not be mocked. But you challenged him. Now you're paying it all. And this is going to be during the time when the waters are blood. And you got the sores on you. And not speaking, probably famines where you can't eat. Many people says, oh, I can survive. I know how to live off the land. I can go out in the woods and kill an animal. Bull, bull, bull. Let me tell you, you cannot outdo God. You cannot outdo Christ. At all. Because that meat of that very animal you think you can go and eat is going to be spoiled. That deer will probably have some type of virus. That animal you're going to kill is probably got some type of virus, and you will, and when you eat that meat, it's going to get inside your system, and you're going to have that virus. Everything will be contaminated. That's what a famine is. I don't care how well you know how to survive. But the things that God's going to put up on us, you can't survive it unless you know him and walk in the spirit and truth. That is the only way you will survive what is to come. You will not survive unless you repent and start listening to Christ's voice. It tells us in Scripture, Rebellion is the same as witchcraft. Many of you think you're being slick. Many of you think you're fooling everybody around you, but you don't have Christ fooled one bit. You don't have the Father God fooled at all. He's an all-knowing and all-seeing. And whatever happens in darkness must come to the light. See, I don't care if you're a judge or if you're an attorney, if you're a president of a nation, or if you're a king or queen of a nation, or what type of leadership you have in a nation. If God tells me to speak to you, I'm going to speak to you, whether it's good or whether it's bad. I do not answer to you. I answer to Christ. And that's how I've always had an attitude. I answer to Christ and no man. So, preachers, if I have to put a pastor or an evangelist in their place, I will do it. I will speak up when God tells me to speak. And if they want to get mad at me for speaking and try to tell me I'm wrong, you let God deal with it, for it's off my hands. Their blood will not be on mine. Because I obeyed Christ when he told me to speak. Now, if I disobeyed Christ and didn't bring correction or try to put that preacher or the evangelist in their place of them being wrong, then their blood will be up on my hands. But since I went forward and told them what Christ was saying, and that they needed to stop or whatever he wanted me to tell them, and they got mad at me over it, hey, that's on them. Their blood is not on my hands at that point. Scripture even tells you that. It is written in Scripture for that. So, you keep on believing the lies of many false preachers. You keep on believing the lies of the false prophets and the teachers of the gospel. You keep believing the lies of the scientists and your doctors and see what doesn't happen to you. You denied the saints and the prophets one too many times. Innocent people is put in prison. And the guilty ones are walking free. The innocent has cried on stand to tell you they were innocent, but you believed them not. You persecuted them. How many saints and prophets have committed suicide because of your evil doings of putting them away in prison when they were innocent? How many of you in the Social Security Administration has denied the saints and prophets and put them out in the cold and they froze to death while you still had your warm place and your food? How many saints and prophets have you caused to go hungry? How many saints and prophets have you caused to commit suicide because you denied them their disability when they could not physically work? And you think God's going to keep you blessed and not put sores up on you? You've already chose the beast, because that's what you're doing. You're working for the beast now. You're already working for him. You're turning the saints and prophets away. You're not doing what Christ told you. If you really walked into fear of the Lord, you wouldn't turn nobody away. You'd be too scared to. You'd be scared to stamp denied on somebody's paperwork. You would be too scared to put an innocent person in prison. You would know how to listen to the innocent when they're crying and I say you're guilty. Those are fake tears. You're accusing them. When they're crying, tears are real. and you're saying they're fake and got the jury convinced they're fake. How dare you do that to the saints and the prophets of God? You have no right asking God to keep you blessed when you can't be the blessing. God says, I'm shutting doors. I'm closing all windows of opportunities and blessings, and people are going to know I am Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You can discern the skies, but you can't discern the man, the Son of Man. From my understanding, from someone that had a vision about these sores coming up on people, these are going to be painful, very painful. And I've had two people, I heard two people talk about this, two, a week apart from when I told you earlier in this podcast about a minister saying she had a vision. Someone I know personally had a dream about this same thing and said the dream, it was painful. You all are not ready or prepared for what's to come. You think you are. But when bad things and destruction starts coming up on you and things start going wrong in your life, most of you are going to say, I don't want nothing to do with God because why is he bringing this up on me? Why do you have to ask that after you've done all your evil deeds? Why not? You wouldn't have all these problems coming up on you if you would do what Scripture tells you. We're not perfect, but when you keep continuing in that same way of evilness, turning people away and telling your lies and keep doing it, and you can't see the truth before you, then this is going to happen. Look around. We're already getting scorched with the heat now. The sun is getting hotter and it's scorching the people. People are dying because of the heat. And it's getting where you cannot tell the seasons. And that's one of the signs of the end. You cannot tell the seasons. There's going to be so many things to happen that's going to be unexplainable. That's going to happen for us all. But when God blesses his children that has cried out to him, and you start seeing us rise to the top and you to the bottom, you have nobody to blame but yourself. Because many of God's children had to do without, while the evildoers had it all. Satan has blessed many of you, and you thought it was Christ, and it never was coming from Christ. It was coming from Satan the whole time. I guess a lot of you rather drink bloody water. I guess a lot of you want to take a shower or a bath in blood. I guess you, when you like to go to the ocean or the rivers or creeks to swim, you rather swim in blood. That's the choice you made. You chose to kill the saints and the prophets. And now it's all going to come back upon you. This is all I have for tonight. Stay tuned for part two next week. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and follow. Thank you all. Have a good night.